Good afternoon, Houston, and welcome to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. Are you fearful that better health seems out of your reach, regardless of how hard you try or whatever you do? Are you afraid of suffering with heart disease or diabetes or lingering with stroke or cancer? Or do you avoid thinking about these things because you'll just try to make the best of it, whatever happens? Are you limited by joint pains or finding that you can't run from your headaches? Maybe you're hesitant to try something new because you're afraid that what you'll do is wrong. Or maybe because you'd better be right or nothing will ever help. Well, regardless of what might be happening with your health problems, these next few minutes could be the answer to your prayers. Unless, of course, you're convinced that your doctors have done everything possible, or if you've already decided to have surgery but you're waiting till you worsen further. But if you hold out any hope at all, then you should know that we see desperate people every day, people skeptical about whether anything we can do can make a difference in their lives. And sure enough, many of them are pleasantly surprised. Maybe you could be one of them. After all, the only thing you have to lose is your discomfort, your fear, your worry, maybe even your anger that no one has really listened to you or that no one has been able to help you. We'll be talking about what you can do to get out of your pain and get on with your life. I've practiced for 25 years never believing that you're suffering from a deficiency of one or more drugs or that an operation is probably the best answer. Whatever ails you, God built your system to repair itself and to restore more normal function. And that, in a nutshell, is the whole buzz on the topic of alternative or holistic medicine that you've been hearing about these past few years. Now, drugs and surgery can be helpful, but true natural healing depends on three factors. First, find what's blocking you from feeling better and remove it. Second, find what trace factors you might be missing but you need for repair and provide them. And third, find what switches need to be turned on and then turn them on. We'll share practical pointers to help you improve with the most common problems seen in doctors' offices, practical preventive medicine updates to help reduce your risk factors for the most serious diseases that claim our comfort and then our lives, and practical ways to reduce your risks and improve your results with drugs and surgery that you might need. As I've said for years, when life is your choice, failure is not an option. So learn more today on how you can succeed, and if what we offer today doesn't apply to you right now, then share this life-saving information with family or friends who do need to know. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us in chapter 1, verse 9, that there is no new thing under the sun. So let's see what we might learn from those who've walked the path ahead of us. Lucy Shaw says, "Disappointment often focuses on the failure of our own agenda, rather than on God's long-term purposes for us, which may use stress and struggle as tools for strengthening our spiritual muscles." For strengthening our spiritual muscles. What a different way to look at stresses and struggles. Tommy from Houston called to say, "What helps when you're just plain tired?" So let's turn our attention to this common problem, often related to undiscovered or inadequately treated thyroid problems. And that's really a major issue that a lot of people don't know can affect so many parts of their lives. Would you like to have more energy and suffer with fewer headaches, lose weight more easily, or stop your slowly gaining pattern? Find relief from anxiety, uneasiness, irritability? Would you like to remember more and concentrate better? Perhaps get restful sleep and awaken refreshed? Or keep longer, healthier hair and nails? Stop suffering with constipation or belly pains, and even improve dry skin or allergic reactions? Perhaps rekindle your ambition and hope, even your interest in sex? Well, you know, that sounds like a whole laundry list. You know the old snake oil story. It can't work that well because it works for everything. But here's an interesting observation. In quotes, 40% of the American people, that's 4 of every 10 children and adults, today are suffering needlessly, and many are dying for lack of an ingredient vital for health, end quotes. Now, with this bold claim, Broda Barnes, an MD and PhD, began his 1976 book on how low thyroid function might be affecting your body, your emotions, and your life. Dr. Stephen Langer reported on conversations with Dr. Barnes, noting that, in quotes, As early as 1959, a nationally recognized authority on the thyroid gland, Dr. A.S. Jackson, had published a paper in the Journal of the American Medical Association declaring that low thyroid function is the most common disease entering a doctor's office, and the diagnosis most missed. The situation is much the same today, he says, except that there are more tests, more missed diagnoses, and more people. End quotes. Now, this is an interesting problem. We're talking about more people with more problems, and yet those problems are being less well seen. Now, Dr. Barnes further noted, in quotes, I'm convinced that we are seeing today many more people with low thyroid function than ever before, and the rising incidence of heart attacks is related to the rising incidence of hypothyroidism. Because commonly used tests for thyroid function are not accurate, particularly when it comes to mild and even some moderate forms of hypothyroidism, and many, if not most, of those with low thyroid function remain undiscovered, there are no accurate figures on the incidence or the number of people affected, end quotes. These are significant issues. These are problems. And they're very baffling problems. And they're baffling because you may have been to the doctor only to be told there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing that can be done to help you. And your reaction may be similar to that of many people in the same situation, kind of depending on how badly you feel. If you don't feel too badly, you may wonder about your sanity. The doctor may imply, and you may wonder, if everyone with your age and circumstances feels the way you do. On the other hand, if you feel very badly, and especially if you feel a lot worse than you used to, you may become angry because you know there's something wrong. You just know it. Now, problems with the thyroid hormone system can cause a large number of varied complaints. And because the thyroid hormone system regulates the metabolism, or the sum of all the body's chemical reactions, we call it metabolism is what you do when you do what you do inside. That's the whole ball of wax. So it can have very far-reaching effects. And if the thyroid system malfunctions, the entire metabolism can slow down, causing many classic symptoms, such as those we listed earlier. But why do doctors sometimes have such trouble recognizing and treating these problems? Well, many doctors don't know how the thyroid hormone produced in the thyroid gland actually speeds up the metabolism. And again, many doctors don't know a good way of determining how well that stimulation is working. Now, you can ask your doctor how the thyroid hormone produced in the thyroid gland speeds up metabolism, and he or she may say something like the thyroid hormone fitting in receptors in cells of the body. But see, actually, the thyroid hormone produced in the thyroid gland, called T4, another name is thyroxine, T4 is not primarily responsible for speeding up the metabolism. It, instead, is simply the raw material that the tissues of the body use to make the active hormone called T3, or thyronine, another name for it, T3. By far, most of the active thyroid hormone is produced outside the thyroid gland in the tissues of the body, and that is important because, you see, that's where the problems start to come, the missing diagnoses there. Hypothyroidism, that would mean low thyroid condition, is due to an inadequate production of the thyroid hormones by the thyroid gland itself. Now, this is that butterfly-shaped gland just under the skin in the front of your neck, right at the base of your neck. Usually the gland is difficult, if not impossible, to feel, even with the hands of a trained physician. Now, thyroid hormones play a crucial role in maintaining the correct metabolic rate, and hypothyroidism is easy to diagnose. Since the purpose of the gland is to put thyroid hormones into the bloodstream, the blood tests can easily measure thyroid gland function. But there are some people who have normal thyroid blood tests that still have low body temperatures and low temperature systems, just the same way people with hypothyroid do. But their thyroid tests are normal, and their metabolisms are still slow, and that is what we're going to talk about today. And that is something called Wilson's thyroid syndrome. Now, this is not Wilson's disease. That's a copper storage problem. That's a whole different thing, very rare, very unusual, very, very complicated. But Wilson's thyroid syndrome is when people have adequate levels of thyroid hormones in their bloodstream, but they're still suffering from slow metabolism and all those other symptoms that we talked about. Now, you don't have to have every one, just the ones that are bothering you. So today, we're going to talk about something very special in terms of how you can feel dramatically better. The time is about 10 past the hour, and you're listening to Feeling Better, Naturally, with Dr. John Trowbridge on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Your extended health forecast is brought to you now by Life Celebrating Health in Humble, near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Our crystal ball shows clear to partly cloudy with the winds of change blowing. Are you acting more like an ostrich, burying your head in the sand because you don't feel able to deal with your health problems? Then your tail feathers will be getting wet when partly cloudy skies change to rain. Or perhaps you're clucking around, kind of happy that a new medication has you feeling better, but not realizing that those fancy patches and band-aids might not be the best for you. If you're not changing anything and simply hoping for the best because you've been feeling pretty good, or maybe you're afraid or unsure, then cloudy to very stormy skies are on your horizon. Or just maybe you're ready to make changes and regain and maintain better health. Then sunny skies are coming your way. At Life Celebrating Health, you can depend on us as partners in your health care, and we'll design personalized programs to help keep your days sunny. And we'll show you how to spend less and get more. Call for your free telephone consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX-PAIN. 1-800-FIX-PAIN. Ask to receive our free e-newsletter. Just share your email address or send your questions to us through our internet website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Because unlike the weather, you do have choices for better health. Now, to help answer today's question on fatigue and thyroid function, whether it's hypothyroidism or Wilson's thyroid syndrome, we have a special show for you today. A patient who's pleased and Dr. Dennis Wilson himself, discoverer of Wilson's thyroid syndrome. So first we're joined by Ms. Billy Wetz of Spring Branch, Texas, near San Antonio, formerly of Kingwood and Humble, but now living near San Antonio in the Big Hill Country. Billy, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Well, thank you, and good afternoon.
Well, how are you feeling?
I feel great.
Isn't that wonderful? You know, when you came in to see me, actually it was a while back, many years ago, you encountered all sorts of stuff that we were looking for. We were after finding out what made you tick.
That's right.
And we wanted to find the real answers, not just some simple ones, right?
Right.
And it did take us a while, didn't it?
Yes, it did. But I think we're on the right track now.
Yeah, I think so. I look back here in 1984, the first office visit I have for you, and you were having allergy problems and, you know, just general nuisance stuff. And then as we carry forward in your records, we've been looking at a variety of conditions, especially fatigue and thyroid problems.
Right.
And tell us a little bit about how you felt at that time.
Well, I could manage to go to work, but I didn't feel like doing much else when I came home. And I had some of the classic symptoms that they talk about in the Wilson disease, the fatigue, the fluid retention, the unhealthy nails, the thin, easily split nails.
Yeah, that's not fun. That's
easy to gain weight.
Yep.
Dry skin and hair, allergies, which I had previously had.
Right.
Heat intolerance, and once we started the temperature charts, low body temperature.
Yep.
I found out that I had that.
And that's Wilson's thyroid syndrome. And that's
right.
That's the important part of figuring that out, is that it's not your blood tests. It's your tests.
Right.
And once we start putting those things together, we found a treatment program using the recommendations that Dr. Wilson had designed years ago. And they worked, didn't they?
They sure did. They sure did.
Now, you've also had some, you know, some joint discomforts and headaches, and you mentioned already about the weight gain and such. All these things really tie together, you know, in your metabolism.
Right.
And they all tend to get worse at the same time, don't they?
That's true.
It's
they
unfair.
They seem to be contributing factors to each other.
Exactly. And, and that's where you're juggling so many balls, you can't keep them all straight.
Right.
Now, we started getting you on a treatment program. What did you notice?
Well, right away, I was less tired, and I could work all day and still feel like doing something at night when I came home. The fluid retention was better. I didn't have as much problem with that.
Right.
My nails and hair got better. My weight became more stable. I didn't lose a lot of weight, but it did become more stable, and I didn't have the yo-yo up and down with the weight.
Right.
My allergic reactions to things slowed down. Every time the weather got cold and rainy, I didn't have bronchitis like I used to do.
Isn't that marvelous? That's an immune system improvement.
Right. The body temperature came up from the 96 point to between 97 and 98, which was, that was new for me.
That was a nice change.
Right.
You know, a lot of people who wander around wearing sweaters because they're just chilly.
Right. Well, I stay pretty warm all the time now. I normally don't have to have a sweater.
That is great. You know, when you talk about all these benefits, it's kind of something people say, well, okay, big deal about the hair and the nails and stuff. That only matters if you're having problems with them.
That's right.
You know, and it matters how we look and how we feel comfortable around others. And to realize that something as simple as rebalancing the thyroid can affect, you know, the what somebody else might call trivial things like hair and nails, but also the more important things like feeling rested and able to continue. And you know, you work hard every day.
Right. I'm of retirement age, but I still work on a part-time basis, and I have time to enjoy my grandchildren and do errands with them.
I like your part-time basis. That's part-time full-time for the listeners here.
Yeah, part-time full-time.
That's right.
I still have time to come back to Humble from time to time to visit with my 92-year-old mother and my sisters who live there.
That's just great.
And I'm well past retirement age.
And we'll be discreet about not
right.
saying that.
No, you're not going to tell my age.
All 39 years, huh?
Right, 39 plus.
When you started this program, because we said, well, this is a little complicated. We got to kind of figure things out and such. Did you expect to see as many things changing?
No, I really didn't. I really didn't.
And, you know, you'd been with me for several years at that point. So this is skepticism in action, isn't it?
Right. And I fought you on that temperature chart, too, but I did it.
Everybody does.
You do have to keep a temperature chart for a month when you start. At that time, it was 1 month.
Right.
And take the temperature 4 times a day.
Right. Let me figure out how it's working for you. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the important thing is that we can do so many tests that are your tests that tell me what's happening inside you, and we don't have to do a zillion blood tests and hospital tests and other things like that because they don't tell us that much.
Right.
And you found that was a successful course of action and worth doing, right?
Right. It worked for me. And by looking at at the temperature charts, then you changed the strength of the medication, maybe 3 or 4 times
you know,
during the course of the treatment.
Exactly. You know, people don't understand. What do you mean you're going to personalize or customize my care? That's exactly what we're going to do. Make it yours, not someone else's treatment.
Right.
What would you want to give if you wanted to share with people something that they would really remember and say, hey, I want that for me? What do you tell people about Wilson's thyroid syndrome and the treatment we're doing?
Well, they really ought to have checked their temperatures and see whether or not they have low body temperature, which is one of the major signs of this disease or condition, I guess you would call it.
Exactly. The syndrome, the condition, that's right.
Right. And if you do have that low body temperature, then look at the other symptoms that you might have that go along with this. And if you have other symptoms that go along with it, then you probably ought to get on the program.
You mean you ought to go to prevent things from getting worse rather than just tolerating them?
Right.
Yeah, duh. It's amazing to me how many people, when they come in and we have them fill out the questionnaires and such, how many things they have just put up with. Or, you know, their doctors have said, well, you just have to learn to live with that.
Right.
Because all the tests were normal. Well, all the tests except the ones that we do.
Well, even a normal range, you have a high and a low. And, you know, where are you in that range?
Exactly.
I'll look at that, too.
Exactly. And that does matter. Billy, thank you so much for sharing with us your story. We appreciate you taking the time because it does matter that people hear this is real.
Right. And I have been on this program, and it has helped me.
And you've been on it for years, and you're still doing successfully.
I think I started in 1999.
That's just great. God bless you, and you have a great weekend, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
It's now about 20 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME with the best medical updates ever. Let's pause briefly for this important message from one of our sponsors, Magnetico. Would you like to sleep soundly and feel better, have extra energy? If so, you need the Magnetico Sleep Pad. Blind studies have found that the Magnetico Sleep Pad helps people who suffer from pain, fibromyalgia, angina, fatigue, and pain from diabetic neuropathy. Sleep Pad owners report relief from arthritis pain, back problems, migraines, high blood pressure, and other disorders. And here's the good news. Magnetico offers you a 6-month satisfaction guarantee. Start feeling good again. Call this toll-free number now, 1-866-465-8892. That's 1-866-465-8892. Now, a blast from the past. 1942, the Burma Shave signs. If you don't know whose signs these are, you can't have driven very far. Burma Shave. And I like these so much, I like to give you a couple of them. There's no whisker, it won't soften. Shave them close, and not so often. Burma Shave. You know, those started in 1925. The son of the guy who owned the Burma Shave folks said, hey, let's go ahead and put these signs out. And Dad said, that's just stupid. Nobody will pay attention. That turned out to be one of the most successful advertising campaigns in American history, ending finally in 1962 with no more signs going out. So, we are now so pleased to present to you one of my friends, a friend from the last 10 years, who's helped me understand so much about helping people feel better. And this is Dr. Dennis Wilson, the discoverer of Wilson's thyroid syndrome. Now, let me just give you a little background. This fellow is a family practice physician from Florida, went into private practice in Florida, and suffers from what I consider the problem of the NIH syndrome, or as people think about the National Institutes of Health, but really it's the not invented here syndrome. If he had been a major researcher spending $1 billion of your dollars and discovered this and then had some expensive treatment with a lot of tests, then the entire medical establishment would have been a whole lot happier. But NIH, not invented here, has led to a slow acceptance of the ideas advanced by Dennis Wilson. I am so glad to have you join us today, Dennis.
Thank you, John.
You know, when we talk with patients, they go, no, I've never heard of that. That's a real problem, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
How do you feel after all these years that you've been, this is almost 15 years now,
yes,
that you've been talking about the idea, wait a second, it's not blood tests, it's people tests.
Right.
What kind of response do you still get in the medical community?
Well, it's getting better, but it's still there's just doctors just don't hear about it. If it's not taught in medical school, then doctors are plugged into their way of doing things, and surprisingly, they just don't hear much about it. However, they are hearing more and more about it when patients start getting better and more doctors are treating it. And the more doctors that treat it, of course, the more patients get better. And the more patients get better, the more doctors hear about it, mainly because not uncommonly patients have already been told that there's nothing wrong with them. And sometimes in an unkind way, they've been told that there's nothing wrong with them, or in a very frustrating way or very degrading way in some cases. And so when those patients finally get better, and when they get better with a very simple treatment, then not uncommonly they're rather happy to tell their previous physicians how they got better.
Exactly, and they tell their friends, and that's one of the most important things. And you know who else really tells? And that's the spouses.
Oh yes.
Oh gosh, they are so happy to have their husband or their wife back.
Oh, yes.
And people get confused. Oh, exactly. This is not an illness of just women or just men or just adults or just children. This is one across the board, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. And I don't know why it's so common. Sometimes I wonder if it's it seems like there's so many chronic illness is getting more prevalent these days, and I don't know if it's because of nutrition or chemical exposures or toxins or a lot of other things in our environment that are making it hard, but this condition is actually in some ways a reaction to all the other challenges that are out there, so that may be why it's more prevalent or so prevalent.
Well, you know, when you talk about the other challenges, that's true, because the body temperature, in other words, how well you kind of heat everything up so it can work, like cooking soup. You can't cook soup without a stove that's really working right.
Right.
If your body temperature isn't up there, then all of the body functions start to fail, and you become just sort of like easy pickings for infections and malfunctions of various systems of the body. Almost anything.
Absolutely, and it's a vicious cycle, because this is a coping mechanism for when people get sick. Your body is supposed to go into some kind of recuperation phase so that you can recover. And so our bodies have of responding to stress or injury.
Exactly.
And so it's kind of a vicious cycle, because when you get sick, when your temperature goes down, you can become susceptible to all these things. But if your temperature was normal and you were to be afflicted with any of these challenges, whether it's some kind of chronic illness or some kind of exposure, or especially stress, especially childbirth. That's the number one thing we see, is women will be fine and then they'll have a child and then they'll never be the same after that. And all of those things can contribute to the body temperature going down, which in turn make them more susceptible to more illnesses, and on and on.
And then they start seeing doctors all the time for all the different things, taking all the different medications and so on.
Right.
And no one breaks the cycle. You remember there used to be a headache advertisement, tension, pressure, pain.
Right.
And you've got to break the cycle. Well, this just fits right into that idea, that paradigm. Break the cycle by restoring a more normal body temperature. And you know, you and I use the words temperature and warmth and things like that. We're not talking about thyroid function, you know, as an important medical concept. We're talking about how people are warm enough to defend themselves in this life.
Exactly right. And it is interesting, sometimes a patient will go, it's interesting how we've looked at it for so many years. If a patient goes into the doctor and the temperature is 100, which is only a degree and a half above normal, you know, the doctor will say, well, you've got a fever and you get to stay home from work. But if it's a degree and a half below normal, lots of times the doctors won't say anything. But we know that if a person's temperature is really way too high, like 104, 105 degrees, that's a medical emergency. And we know if somebody falls into a cold water and their body temperature drops in the low 90s, we know that's a medical emergency. So if really high can be fatal, and if really low can be fatal, and then if a little bit high can be a problem, then certainly a little low can be a problem. But lots of times a patient will go into a doctor's office with a temperature 2 degrees below normal, and that's considered fine.
Exactly. Well, that's just normal for you. You know, people are different.
Right.
Right. You know, I have to tell you, Dennis, in my experience of now doing this treatment for, almost a dozen years, I started before I ever got to meet you, and I look at people and I go, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do some screening tests that you're going to do at home. You're going to take your temperature, and later on we'll tell the listeners how to do this. But the simple thing is just take your temperature and bring in that record. And you talk about, you know, a degree and a half or two below. I've had people bring in commonly in the 95s, occasionally in the 94s, and I had one person down in the 93s. And I said, are you sure that your thermometer's working right? And they said, yeah, I thought it was working wrong. And I checked it on one of my family members.
Yeah.
And you go, how is anybody living in the 93, 94, 95 range? They're just getting by.
Isn't that amazing?
It is awfully amazing. And yet people don't really recognize that that's a problem. They've never been told it is.
Right.
And that, I think, is the real beauty. You know, later we'll tell our listeners how to get a copy of your marvelous book called Wilson's Thyroid Syndrome. That gives them the information on this reversible thyroid problem, because this really is reversible and it can help so many different things. So we'll be right back to talk more with you, Dennis, and we really appreciate you joining us today.
Sure.
Let's get straight to the question. It's about 30 past the hour, and really the question is, what are you waiting for? Are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Are you angry at not feeling better or threatened with pain or limitations? Fearful about the future? Can you trust that you'll find the answers, the ones that you need right now? You'd better take this responsibility seriously. You've got to find the answer somehow, and you'd better be right, because your survival might be in the balance. So listen to what I have to offer. Over the past 24 years, I've developed and improved integrative treatment programs to help many people suffering with a great variety of frustrating illnesses, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, heart disease, even after surgery, and especially congestive heart failure, shortness of breath, restless sleep or insomnia, poor circulation and leg pains, hypoglycemia, diabetes, poor memory, even Alzheimer's and other dementias, migraines and other headaches, rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, ulcerative colitis, other gut problems, frustrating skin conditions and disabling neck and back pains, sports injuries and arthritis, prostatitis, chronic urinary infections, chronic sinus and lung infections, hormone problems, thyroid problems, as we're talking today, and sexual performance, PMS, menopause, even manopause. But you see, the list goes on and on, because health deals with basic body processes, not just squashing particular symptoms, and you could feel better than you ever expected. I've lectured on these topics for over 20 years. I've written books and medical papers to share how making healing happen is so easy to do in so many places, so many ways. The leading authors and newsletter editors in preventive medicine have been personal friends of mine for years, but in my 25 years of practice, I found that very few people know that simple, effective, and cost-conscious solutions are available to help with their problems, starting now. And few people realize that several of the problems for which they are seeing different doctors are often related to the same basic cause. Correcting what is causing one problem might improve several other problems that frustrate, worry, or anger you. So make your healthcare investment pay even bigger dividends in your future. Get details on our exclusive and unique cashable voucher program that can return to you cash dollars for your future expenses. We're here to save your health and save your wallet as well. And that's what this show is all about, and that's what we're all about at Life Celebrating Health and Humble. Call for a free consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX-PAIN. You're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. Invite your family and friends to tune in and join us here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever, Friday afternoons from 1 till 2. You know, sometimes, especially when our attention is focused on health problems, we forget that laughter is the best medicine. So our joke for today, prisoner says, "Look here, doctor, you've already removed my spleen, tonsils, adenoids, and one of my kidneys. I only came to see you in the clinic here if you could help get me out of this place." Replies the doctor, "I am, bit by bit." Oh, goodness, holiday coming up, Cinco de Mayo, it's around the corner, the 5th of May. And, you know, we'd like to share with you when it began at the turn of the last century as a day to remind Mexican nationals of their home and heritage. It's now evolved into a series of events that all Houstonians enjoy. Simply call 713-284-8350 for Miller Outdoor Theater festivities for Cinco de Mayo. And we're glad to have back now our guest this afternoon, Dennis Wilson, developer, discoverer of Wilson's thyroid syndrome. And you know, Dennis, let me just say something right off. The most profound discoveries in medicine are sitting literally right under our noses and just have to be observed, don't they?
I think so. And it's not really, in my way of thinking, it's so funny in medicine, we think sometimes that, you know, nothing really big happens in medicine, but in other fields, like, say, technology, if a microprocessor goes twice as fast this year than it did 2 years ago.
Oh, big deal.
You know, that's expected. You expect innovation. You expect progress. That's what discoveries are for. And so why should medicine be left behind?
It should, because, you see, the problem is that the people who are doing the technology are fresh engineers all the time, coming forth with fresh ideas and new ways of doing this and that and patenting new inventions and marketing. But doctors go to their offices and practice the same medicine that they've known to practice for quite some time until they learn something new at a continuing education or from a colleague, from reading the journals, whatever.
Yes.
hard to get published in the journals, isn't it?
It is. It is quite the challenge, and it's really, I guess, a matter of maybe we just need to take up a collection for research, because apparently if you have enough money, you can get the research done, but even then it might not be that easy to get it into the journal.
Well, you know, you and I, we're a bit frustrated because in our side of the medical equation, aiming more toward health than attacking illness, we kind of feel left out. We have these marvelous discoveries and these marvelous ways of helping patients, and nobody in the journals seems to be interested.
Yes.
What when you have patients, when you start giving a talk to patients, prospective patients, and they come to listen, what is it that you really start out with to get their attention so that they really understand this is important for them?
What I like to do is I like to ask them their symptoms, and the symptoms and how they come on with this particular condition or this problem are pretty predictable. They're pretty typical or classic. And I like to, in the interview process, and like you've mentioned this book, all the things that I've gathered from patients, talking to patients, is written down in this book.
Exactly.
The way I wrote that book is I carried around a little notepad with me.
Uh-huh.
And then when I was seeing the patients, when I found myself saying the same thing 100 times, because it comes up all the time.
Yes.
I went ahead and marked that down in a notepad. And then after a while, when it kind of leveled off, I formatted that into a book and printed it. But when people read that, this is the thing that they've been telling doctors, and doctors aren't listening.
Right.
And then when they read up front, they read this book and they say, wow, this is me, this is me. And so that's what I do to get their attention is when they start their story and then I finish it before, you know.
Heard this, been there, done that.
Right. So I finish the story that they've told doctors, and doctors didn't want to hear the story, doctors didn't want to believe the story, but when they start the story and I finish it, that really gets their attention.
Well, you know, and that's really sort of the definition of syndrome. People say, well, you know, what's the difference between a disease and just what I'm feeling, and what's this thing, a syndrome? That's a collection of events that happen to a patient that form a predictable pattern.
Exactly.
And when you can say, okay, I hear where you are now, blah, 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 and you're telling their story, that's the predictable pattern.
Exactly.
And then we have a predictable treatment for it, and it's not complicated.
That's right. And you know, lots of times you have a nebulous association in terms of, well, someone might say, well, they've done this research and they've found that this condition is predicated upon this particular nutrient. You need to take it for the rest of your life. And then you ask them, you know, how can I tell if that's it? And they just say, well, you really can't tell. Well, this is different than that, because you don't have to wonder, is there really an association with the temperature? It's so neat when patients can take the medicine, and some patients don't notice a difference for 2 or 3 months. It takes them a while. But on the other hand, there are some patients who, when they take the medicine, they get their temperature up, sometimes within hours or days, and sometimes within weeks. And when their temperature goes up, they feel better. So it's no guessing game. They can see it for themselves.
That's right. They're recalibrating their body's own mechanisms, working with them and turning on the healing patterns.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's one of the things that I have found so exciting about treating the Wilson's thyroid syndrome, and that is that people say, well, do I have to take this for the rest of my life? And I go, well, you know, we're going to personalize this to you. And you see so many people who, after being on for a while, kind of restoring their general well-being, they start needing lower and lower dosages.
That's my favorite part, too.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, I love that.
You know, it's really what we got into medicine for, was the healing part.
Yeah.
We're going to want to ask you about and have your take on the thyroid blood tests, and especially one called TSH, or thyroid stimulating hormone, because that's the one that so many doctors seem to rely on and tell patients, no, you don't have a problem. So hold that thought. We'll be right back talking with you, Dennis.
All right.
It's now about 40 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. you know, we sometimes forget that spiritual centering is an important part of healing, getting better, staying healthier. So today's verse is from Proverbs chapter 10, verse 28. The prospect of the righteous is joy, but the hopes of the wicked come to nothing. The prospects of the righteous is joy. Keep yourself well-centered to enjoy all the blessings that God has made available to us. Now, Dennis, when people go to the doctor and they say, well, you know, I'm just really tired, and he says, well, we'll get some blood tests. Give us the take on that.
All right. Well, I'm not completely, I mean, what the treatment is, I'm going to digress just a second here. But
okay.
What the treatment involves is patients come in with thyroid symptoms, low thyroid symptoms, low
uh-huh.
metabolism symptoms, and we give them thyroid medicine, and their thyroid symptoms go away.
Right.
So it would be easy to conclude, and not only that, we've seen their symptoms go away, and we've seen them remain improved even after they're off the medicine.
Exactly.
So we could easily conclude that that the people have a thyroid problem because. But that, I think, is not necessarily the case because there is something else that's changed. It's not just thyroid medicine. We've actually changed their temperature.
Right.
And their temperature's gotten better and stayed better. So sometimes I wonder if this may not even be a thyroid problem per se. It may be that we're just using the thyroid medicine as a tool to change the temperature pattern.
You know, that's kind of an interesting perspective. We're tapping into the metabolic pattern.
Yes.
From this direction.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So we'd give them thyroid medicine and to modulate their temperature. And once we hold their critically important temperature in the right place so that their body systems can recalibrate and start functioning well again, maybe, and then maybe we wean them off and they're able to maintain their temperature on their own after that and they don't need thyroid medicine. And that may be something to that. However, to answer your question, this might help explain the answer to your question is that a lot of people, what we conventionally think of as thyroid symptoms, may very well just be temperature symptoms.
Uh-huh.
As soon as a person's temperature changes, I mean, a lot of people can tell when their temperature's down, they get these symptoms. When their temperature's up, the symptoms go away.
Exactly.
Regardless of what their thyroid blood test says, regardless of how much medicine they're on.
Exactly.
It's not a function of how much medicine they're on. It's a function of what their temperature's doing.
Exactly.
So doctors are just tuned in to think thyroid anyhow. So a person comes in with the blood test, and they come into the doctor and they have thyroid symptoms. And doctors are trained to think that thyroid symptoms are related to thyroid hormone levels, and not so much body temperatures. But in my experience, you can't have low thyroid symptoms without a low body temperature. And so you can have if you have a normal temperature and you have low thyroid tests, you're still gonna feel well. I just found it just correlated much better to the temperature than test. Anyhow.
Rather than the blood test, right?
Right, right. And so a person comes in, the doctor says, well, let's get your blood test. And he sees that the blood tests are normal. And the key test that you mentioned is the TSH assay. And so he concludes that the TSH is normal, therefore you're fine. Even though the person might be sitting there with a temperature 2 degrees below normal, that's treatable.
Or more below normal.
Yes.
And, you know, the funny part that I find about doctors is we make this little mental jump. We measure the thyroid hormone or the TSH and say, oh, well, you're okay.
Right.
And don't look at the temperature. But when we look at diabetes, we don't measure the insulin level and say you're okay.
Exactly.
We look at the result of the insulin, the glucose, the blood sugar.
That's a great point.
And so it's kind of a dichotomy. We're looking at the result that's important on the diabetes side and ignoring the result that's important, the warmth, the temperature, on the thyroid side.
That's an excellent point. It is funny how different areas, it's like you have different standards in different areas.
Very much different standards. And ones that, unfortunately, the only loser really is the patient.
Right.
And that's because they don't get placed on an approach based on the Wilson Thyroid Syndrome treatment program. Dennis, we're going to be right back to talk with you more about that. It's now about 45 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. For your better health, let's pause briefly for this important message from one of our sponsors, Magnetico. Would you like to sleep soundly and feel better, have extra energy? Dr. Dean Bonley wrestled with these problems and came up with his wonderful invention, the Magnetico Sleep Pad. Scientific blind studies found that the Magnetico Sleep Pad helps people who suffer from pain, fibromyalgia, angina, fatigue, and pain from diabetic neuropathy. Sleep Pad owners report relief from arthritis pain, back problems, migraines, high blood pressure, and many other diseases and disorders. Now, you may think the Magnetico Sleep Pad is too good to be true, and Dr. Bonley wants you to be completely satisfied. So Magnetico offers you a 6-month satisfaction guarantee. That's right, I said a 6-month satisfaction guarantee. So start feeling good again. For more information on how you can on the Magnetico Sleep Pad, call this toll-free number now, 1-866-465-8892. That's 1-866-465-8892. Hey, we have some celebrity birthdays today. Willie Nelson, that marvelous entertainer, our guy, 1933. Yesterday, the 29th, was TV sitcom star Jerry Seinfeld's birthday, also jazz great Duke Ellington and tennis pro Andre Agassi, and TV talk show host and comedian Jay Leno was born on the 28th in 1950. But the very first TV talk show host, the nightlife Jack Parr, he was born tomorrow on May 1st, 1918. Bing Crosby, incidentally, May 2nd, that wonderful crooner. We're back now with Dr. Dennis Wilson. And, you know, when we talk about Wilson's thyroid syndrome and people go, geez, you know, how much is this going to cost me? And you know, how involved is this? Really, it's mostly in the beginning of the treatment program when we're fiddling with people to find their particular program. That's where all of the time and effort is, isn't it?
That's right. And it can be, just as a comparison in cost, I had a couple of thoughts real quick. I had a patient who came, and she had been to all the king's horses and all the king's men, I like
yes.
to say. She'd been to the Mayo Clinic. She'd been hospitalized. She was really sick. She was her body was slowing down and wearing down, and she was developing all kinds of symptoms of fatigue and depression and migraines and headaches, and she felt like she was going to die, and they tested everything. And they knew that she was sick because it was obvious, and so they really did an extensive workup. $30,000 later, they had no diagnosis, and then she pulled. Then she went to see another doctor who introduced her to a thermometer, and then she got her temperature was low, and she got treatment for that, and within a very short time, she was almost completely recovered, and so. When you talk about cost, I mean the cost involved in it's minuscule compared to what it could be if they do search for treatment and what it could be if they don't. In other words, the loss of life and loss of quality of life. I mean, imagine the income. What's going to happen if they spend the next 20 or 30 years? In terrible health.
Being sick, that's right. And there is no price you can place on that. Take a look at Howard Hughes, one of the richest men in the world, dies sick after having lived sick and, you know, with all the money in the world.
Yes, and that's another really interesting point because the treatment is not available everywhere. I mean, you can't just go into the Mayo Clinic. You can't go into every hospital in the world. You can't. And if you had as much money as Bill Gates and you went to a doctor and you had all these symptoms that were easily reversible and the doctor or a big name a hospital and they didn't know that how important the temperature was, all the money in the world is not going to get your temperature up.
That's right. Well, you know, you keep talking about getting the temperature up, and I'd like to share with our listeners. They did a very interesting experiment about temperature and how critical it is for survival by creating, I think it was about a 12-foot-long box and putting lizards in with a light at one end. And they would tend to gravitate to a certain distance from the light, which was a heat source, because, as you know, lizards are cold-blooded animals. And then they would go ahead and inject these poor lizards with an infection and as a medical study, and they would all hover directly under the light, trying to warm themselves up as much as possible to stimulate that defense system function. And those folks survived. Now, when they put a screen in the way and the lizards couldn't get to the light, they would literally suffer and die plastered up against the screen trying to get to that source of warmth.
Wow.
And, you know, that's a phenomenal experiment to show that, you know, human beings are just like other biological beings. We know what's intuitively best. We just don't know how to express it in words.
Right.
And so that warmth system, and I'm fascinated by your thought about this is really just a metabolic warmth or temperature treatment, and we're accessing that system through the thyroid. Because, you know, you and I see the normal blood tests all the time.
Exactly. And I don't know, have you covered some of the symptoms yet?
Yes, I did in the very beginning.
Okay, good.
But you're welcome to repeat them from your perspective. You've treated thousands of patients.
Exactly, yes. There's... it's possible when you, after you've treated, and it's a very common problem, but after you've treated dozens, if not hundreds, and if you've treated thousands for sure, it's a very simple matter to walk through the mall or walk through a shopping center.
Yes.
Or to walk through a grocery store and point out people that have low body temperatures.
Yes.
It's really an easy thing to do. And
yes.
It's also, and when you see those people, it's also easy to point out. Because these symptoms, such as debilitating fatigue, terrible headaches or migraines, PMS, irritability, fluid retention, anxiety or panic attacks, I've seen so many people recover from those, hair loss, depression, decreased memory and concentration, easy weight gain, low sex drive.
Yeah.
It just goes on and on.
The Prozac pattern, you know?
Yeah.
We have a drug for every one of those, so please don't get in the way. We're prescribing our drugs.
Right. And so these symptoms, it's such a sad thing because these symptoms are so predictably brought on by stress. Patients will tell you, I was going along fine until my dog died. And ever since then, 3 years ago, I've never been the same. Or they'll say, I was fine until 5 years ago when I lost my job, and then I did fairly well until 2 years later. I mean, I felt worse, but I got even worse 2 years later when I divorced from my wife or my husband. And those devastating kind of stresses or physical illnesses can take a toll on a person. And it's a sad thing because a person's fine, and then their health suddenly goes downhill, and it doesn't come back up. And it's
ever.
And so they're looking at the prospect of, how is this the way I'm going to spend the rest of my life? I mean,
right.
I was fine. I looked good. I felt good. Now I'm in terrible shape. Well, so it's sad because you can walk through the mall and you can see people who have low temperatures, and what's even sadder is you know that those low temperatures very likely have been brought on by some very big time stress.
So, you know, what's interesting was when you talk about those big time stresses, those are just life events.
Yes.
And most time doctors aren't dealing with life events. They're dealing with illnesses and diseases and important stuff.
Exactly.
Except the important stuff is what's going on in your life.
Absolutely.
And then how it impacts your body. And one of the things that I'm always inspired with when I talk with patients, the things that they have going on, their illness problems, their syndromes, their deficiencies, all this other stuff, and their life events, they don't add together at all. They multiply.
Right.
And you know, it's not like, well, you just got these things piling on. No, they're exploding. The
right.
more you add, the more it worse it gets everywhere.
Right.
It's very frustrating.
And that's a good point. There are lots of ways. I think I really appreciate the comments you've made about laughter and spirituality and getting plenty of rest or getting plenty of exercise or good food. There's lots of ways to approach poor health, and perhaps any one of those may help I don't doubt will help completely some people.
Right.
And it's not like, and And the people that respond well to T3 medicine, this particular thyroid medicine, they might respond really well to some very good health measures. Sometimes they don't, even if they do everything. But the nice thing about the thyroid approach that I like is that it doesn't take you long to know if you're on the right track. It's not that it's the only possible solution, but it's just a really nice solution, because if it works, you can get their temperature up, and perhaps within a few days or even a week or 2 weeks, you can see if they're going to feel a whole lot better. And then you have light at the end of the tunnel, you have hope, and you have a very good promise of improved health.
You know, Dennis, that's really the best way to summarize the whole thing we're talking about, people getting better and getting on with their lives.
Oh, yes.
You have been a wonderful guest. We thank you for joining us this afternoon, and we want to have you back.
Well, I'm really delighted, and I'll be happy to come back anytime.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too.
So what's the take-home message from our topic today, Wilson's thyroid syndrome, and Dennis Wilson, the discoverer of SAME? Well, simply this: your hormones have to work great at every step, or there's no way you can feel great, heal great, and be great in all you do. And all too often, for lots of reasons, toxic pollution in our environment, low iodine in our diet, especially since we're limiting salt, as you know, and other challenges to our well-being, this hypothyroidism isn't just low thyroid, but what about low thyroid conversions, the Wilson thyroid syndrome? This is a major cause of poor health, and all too often, specific low thyroid problems such as this are misdiagnosed or mistreated by physicians who simply don't have the time to get all the information. But you can be fixed with proper care in most cases, and, you know, hope that help is really available now is the key for you to remember. So, diagnosis and treatment of Wilson syndrome, you want to learn more? Well, you can contact our office for free questionnaires, find out whether you might need treatment now, and, you know, get the idea about how to take your own temperature at home. But here's a neat bonus, special bonus just for iLoyal listeners and just for the next 7 days. Download absolutely free Dr. Wilson's patient book, Wilson's Thyroid Syndrome, A Reversible Thyroid Problem. Just go to this website, www.wtsmed.com, wtsmed.com. On the homepage, click on the jumping lady at the top. She opens a secret door that invites you to quickly and easily download this wonderful patient guide. Also, if you'd like to purchase directly, call 1-800-621-7006 to purchase Dr. Wilson's book in paperback. Now, next time, startling revelations, facts and fantasies about the yeast syndrome. You can get your copy, any bookstore, any health food store. We're going to show you how better health happens. This show is dedicated to students, that's our kids, from pre-K all the way through graduate and postgraduate studies. Congratulations on your efforts, on your learning. Every graduation is an invitation to join the next level, to contribute your ideas toward making a brighter, better future. Our production engineer today is Mark Fisher, production assistants Catherine Hill, Kathy Guyon, and Rhonda Bird. Thanks for joining me today. Have you learned practical pointers to help you regain and maintain better health, maybe to help you guide your family or friends toward new solutions? Audio tape and CD copies of the show are available for your personal reference to share with family and friends. Simply call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for details. What health problems are bringing you down or limiting your comfort, threatening your future? We'll share your questions by email. That's info@healthchoicesnow.com. Or just call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for our address, or to talk with one of our treatment assistants. Let us know what you need us to send you. Receive our free e-newsletter simply by sharing your email address with us, and enjoy the free downloads available on our website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Feel free to come by to see what's so special and visit with patients who are feeling better right now. They're anxious to share their successes with you in person. We're next to the Northeast Medical Center Hospital near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for directions or a map, because we'd love to show you where better health happens. Remember, if your money, your time, your effort, your comfort, or even your life is at stake, get the very best answers and the very best treatment you can find. Rely on experts who can make sense out of your problems, who have the experience to produce results for you. When life is your choice, failure is not an option. And our message is one of hope for a healthier future, and we aim to produce those results for you. Invite your family and friends to join me next week, Friday afternoons from 1 till 2 on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever, exclusively on Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. Have a great day and a wonderful week.